Mark Martinson was born and raised in Petersburg. The 56-year-old is a commercial fisherman. He says he's also worked in marine construction, helping to build some of the harbor facilities in town. He served on the Petersburg City Council for 5 years in the late 90s and early 2000s. He says he's running for assembly now because he cares about his hometown.
I think there's been a lot of spending going on in the last decade that just is through the roof. I mean, a lot of people don't have a historic perspective. We've had a great run of fishing, historic catches, historic prices, but it's not going to hold up. It never does.
So you'd like to see the belt tightened at the borough level?
Oh, it's going to have to be. I mean, you take this municipal building, every time I go by there, I want to scream.
That's one of the projects that Martinson wishes the borough would not have pursued. He says most of the foundation is too poor to build a $10 million project on. He would have liked to see the borough pursue buying another building.
Build a fire hall that's big enough for the police, the fire, and the state troopers. They all could have been in one.
I asked Martinson about some other hot-button issues facing the borough and its residents.
What about pot? How are you voting and why?
I'm voting yes to stop this thing. I mean, it's got the potential to get out of control, be a real mess.
Martinson says he's okay with medical marijuana, but he doesn't support commercial cultivation and sales.
I mean, Wrangell's going full tilt on this thing. I mean, can we step back and see how it works for them? We can always, you know, go back and make it go uphill again and instigate whatever we want. But once it's started, it's going to be real hard to stop.
The Alaska Mental Health Trust Board says it would go forward with plans to log lands near Petersburg if a land exchange does not get congressional approval by January 15th. In terms of logging that land south of town, Martinson says he supports it.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I hear a lot about these landslides. And one thing, landslides, I mean, I've been all over the forest in southeast hunting, fishing for 50 plus years. What causes big landslides are big trees. They just get too big for the soil we have. It's not very deep. I mean, I hear all this stuff and I go, you know, same thing, like logging hurts moose and deer populations. Well, just the opposite's true. We never would have had moose on Cooper Aniff or much here at Mitkoff if it wasn't for logging. I mean, we made food for them.
As for the borough taking over state docks at Papke's, Kuprinoff, and Entrance Island, he says no to Entrance Island. He'd consider Kuprinoff and Papke's, but not until the borough could get revenue from the two docks.
I think we should hold out. If the state really wants to get rid of them, then they'll pay a little more. I know harbors, I know docks, I have some ideas about revenue generating for them, and I think we could do it.
Martinson's main concern with the borough now is spending. He says he sees some members of the current assembly just going along with proposed projects instead of voicing their own ideas.
Well, when I was on city council 5 years, I got kind of a reputation for stirring up the pot and just saying no a lot when people were just going with the flow. And that's what I see is going on. People just, oh, yeah, okay, let's just go along. I mean, if it's something seems stupid, speak up.
Martinson says he'll have no trouble speaking up on assembly if he's elected. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.